This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today's recitation will include the remainder of Surah Al-Kahf and all of Surah Maryam and Surah Taha. Now, we spoke about Surah Al-Kahf yesterday. Surah Maryam and Surah Taha are two very beautiful and very powerful surahs. And these are da'wah surahs. These are surahs that were responsible in the early Makkan period for very important people converting to Islam. Surah Taha, this surah was responsible for Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu accepting Islam. Most of us are familiar with the story. He left his home with the intention of killing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He learned that his sister had become a Muslim. He went to a house. He read the opening verse of Surah Taha on a page, and his iman entered his heart, and he realized Islam is the true religion, and he became a Muslim. So this is the story of Umar ibn al-Khattab, which is related to Surah Taha. But what many people don't realize is that Surah Maryam is also linked to a very early convert who is equally important to the da'wah. And this is someone many people don't even realize was a Muslim. And that is An-Najashi. An-Najashi, the king of Abyssinia. So in the early days of the da'wah, the Prophet ﷺ and his Sahaba in Makkah, they faced a lot of oppression. And there were two key events that eased the burden of that oppression. Number one was Umar ibn al-Khattab converting to Islam. When Umar converted to Islam, he was able to defend the Muslims, protect the Muslims, give them some kind of security. And the other important thing was that many of the Sahaba had migrated to Abyssinia. Because the Prophet ﷺ had told them that there is a just Christian king and he will take care of you. And so there is a story many of us are familiar with, when the Sahaba were called to the court of Najashi and they had to explain themselves to him. Ja'far radiallahu anhu, the Prophet's cousin, he was asked, what do you believe about Jesus? And what can you tell us, what can you recite to us from your revelation that your Prophet has received? And so he recited Surah Maryam. He recited the passages of Surah Maryam, and the narration says that the priests, the Christian priests, were crying. And the Quran describes it as tears were flowing down their cheeks from what they recognized of the truth. And when everybody had left, Najashi, he secretly took his shahada at the hands of Ja'far radiallahu anhu. And many years later, when he passes away, the angel Jibra'il went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina and told him, today a righteous man has passed away. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba and Medina, they prayed janazah in absence over Najashi. Now, Najashi accepting Islam made life easy for the Muslims in that period, because they had a place they could go to, they had a place where they could get some kind of sanctuary away from the oppression of the Quraysh, and he played a very important role in our history. So I'll end with just two interesting facts about Najashi. Number one, he is one of the only people in history who we can't really categorize as a Sahabi or a Tabi. Imam Al-Zahabi says he was a Sahabi in some ways and a Tabi in other ways. How was he like a Sahabi? He was one of the first converts to Islam. And he passed away in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his life is right there in the middle of the seerah. But how is he like a Tabi? He never met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in person. So how do you categorize a person who was one of the first converts to Islam, who passed away early in our seerah, yet never met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And so Az-Zahabi simply categorizing as Sahabi in some way, Tabi in other ways. And the other interesting thing about him, if you see that he's a Tabi, he's somebody who never met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he's the only Tabi to do dawah to somebody who became a Sahabi. Because later on in the seerah, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was gaining power, Amr ibn al-As ran away from Makkah to Abyssinia to escape from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he got to the court of Najashi, Najashi reprimanded him and told him, an intelligent man like you should recognize Islam as the truth. And so he went back to Medina and he converted to Islam. And so Amr ibn al-As, a great Sahabi, became a Muslim through a man who never even met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Najashi plays a very important role in our history, and Surah Maryam is the surah that is responsible for him entering into Islam. It's a very beautiful surah, very powerful surah. It has one of the strongest rhythmic flows in the entire Quran. When you hear it, it hits your heart. It's really, really powerful. And one last fact about the surah, that that a lot of people don't realize is that this surah emphasizes the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the great scholars of tafsir counted the name Ar-Rahman appears 19 times in the surah. Ar-Rahman. So throughout, you see, most of the surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to himself as Allah. But in this surah, more than that, he refers to himself as Ar-Rahman. And you'll notice this in almost every passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to himself as Ar-Rahman. And the very beginning of the surah is Zikru Rahmatu Rabbika, that remind people of the rahmah of your Lord to Zakariya alayhi salam. And so the whole surah is about the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the lives of the prophets and the families that he gave to the prophets alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit from the Quran. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa salamu ala mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.